This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is heading to a summit in New York on Thursday about new ways to cut off financing for ISIS, the terrorist movement. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, Lew has a big challenge.
Part of the challenge here? The way ISIS gets its money, mainly through illegal activities.
They are extorting money from the local population.
Rachel Ehrenfeld heads the nonprofit American Center for Democracy.
There is also drug trafficking going on there, arms trafficking.
ISIS gets most of its funding from the territory it controls, either through that extortion or by pumping oil, according to Jonathan Shanzer. He used to track terrorism funding at the Treasury Department.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Shanzer is now at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a Washington think tank.
The only way to deprive ISIS of their cash is by taking territory away from them.
Shanzer says that's the only way to get at the biggest sources of ISIS funding. He says other things like bombing oil installations or guarding borders against smuggling are just nibbling at the edges. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.